The 988 National Suicide and Crisis Lifeline will stop providing tailored support options to the LGBTQ plus youth and young adults starting July 17th. That's according to a statement on a federal agency's website. This made national news earlier this month. And as we are getting closer to July, I wanted to talk about the impacts of this. I just want to make this very clear to listeners. This is not a conversation about whether or not you agree with kids who identify as being part of the LGBTQ plus community. This is not a question of if you agree or disagree with gender changes or anything like that. This is a conversation about the impact of taking a resource away from children, essentially young people who do identify themselves as being in this group and need to talk to a professional because they are having, for example, suicidal thoughts. They are depressed. They are ending their lives. This could be a really big mistake, I think, from the federal government shutting down this resource. And so to talk more about this, Erin Almanza is here of the LGBT National Help Center. And Erin, thank you so much for being here and giving us the time. Am I right in saying that this is really shutting off a resource to young people, regardless of if people agree with the LGBTQ plus community and any of that? This could be really detrimental and could cause youth to go down a really bad path.
100%. Thank you for having me. Yes, it's 100% a horrible thing that's going to happen to young people, and it's definitely going to affect their lives and the way that they get support.
I mean, let's talk about also, Erin Almanza, maybe you have some stats or just some perspective for people. But in recent years, it really has been surfaced, maybe since the pandemic, maybe before that, that we definitely see an increase of suicides just among young people in general. But we certainly have seen an increase in suicide as well as just self-harm, depression, things like that, from the LGBTQ youth community, correct, in America?
Yeah. So there's been lots of studies on this, and the leading causes of death for young people in our community, half of it is suicide. And it's we're more likely than any other part of the community for young people to go down this route. And it's because our young people do not get the support that they deserve to get. And part of it is that there are people in society that do not like us, do not like our identities and how we live our lives. And it directly affects how they see themselves. If they're seeing a world that is not supportive of them, and a lot of them can't see going forward. So it definitely affects them.
And so I just want to clarify for people that the agency says it will no longer give specific plus youth services to focus on serving all help seekers, essentially. So they are eliminating the Press 3 option, which was specifically for the LGBTQ plus youth. They're not eliminating the 988 hotline, but they are eliminating specifically a tailored button, if you will, directing kids if they identify as LGBTQ plus to go there, to talk to somebody who specifically could speak to what they are going through. That's what's being eliminated. And so my question to you, Erin Almanza, is obviously this is a federal line. Do you know if here in Connecticut we're going to still provide that type of tailored support? Or, you know, certainly keeping 988 is important, and it doesn't sound like that's going away, but they are eliminating that specific dial number for them. Do you feel like we, at least right, from a state level, you know, state to state, they can still keep those supports in place if they want to?
State by state, it's going to be different, because the way that 988 works is it routes to the closest or contracted organization that takes those calls. So for 988's option 3 for LGBTQ youth, it's either the Trevor Project, which runs the National LGBT Youth Suicide Line, or it's one of a few other statewide, state-run organizations. So unfortunately for Connecticut, I'm not sure if there is one that's specifically tailored for Connecticut, but once the option three does go away, the Trevor Project, Trevor Hotline, continues to operate as their own project, and they will continue to take those calls. There just is not the 988 dial three option. But on that also, in that notification for LGBTQ youth services, they specifically removed the letter T, trans. So it is really specifically saying that they don't even acknowledge the existence of transgender youth.
So for this, Aaron Almanza, how do we, I guess, how does the country adjust, if you will? So, you know, for example, the LGBT National Help Center, how, because my understanding is 988 will not go away completely. It's just a, again, a tailored dial after you do the 988 number, a specific spot for them to go to. will that be something that, you know, advertising or PSAs, like is how do you adjust once the July 17th change goes into effect? Because 988, according to these reports, will still be there. And those in need of help will still be able to connect to counselors trained to assist people up to age 25. So there will still be youth support, just not tailored to youth who identify themselves as part of that group.
Young people are going to feel less safe because with having something that is tailored to their experiences and their gender identity and experiences, they were more likely to reach out for support because they know that this could be a safe place. By having it specifically eliminating them, there is less likely that they're going to be calling 988 if they are in a suicide place. So the question that they're going to ask is, will these people give me support or not? And as of right now, the organizations that will continue to take the calls on 988 are in some way trained with the experiences for the queer community in their training. But going forward, we don't know if that's going to be true. And that is something that young people are questioning and going to have to figure out for themselves, unfortunately. Will continue to be support out there. The LGBT National Help Center runs national LGBT National Hotline. So it's us, the Trevor Project, Trans Lifeline, other lines that they can go to. But unfortunately, the removal of a specific support tells them that they're not normal, tells them that they are not wanted. Having 988 have us in part of it, it did normalize our identity. And it will definitely change how young people reach out for support. And it is going to be we don't know all of the ramifications of what that's going to be, but we do know it's going to severely harm young people in that they're not going to reach out for support that they might have gotten beforehand.
Aaron Almanza, again, of the LGBT National Help Center, I want to thank you for weighing in on this and certainly let us know, after July 17th and the change happens, if you see or you hear patterns or you know, what you're seeing on the ground level, you know, what you see, if you could report back to us, give us updates, even if it's months down the road later this year, we would really appreciate that.
We can definitely do that. I know that We are gearing up for this. We believe that this was going to happen in October of this year, but the time change has moved down to next month. I know that other organizations like ourselves are gearing up to take on the calls that we know are coming. It's going to be difficult, but it's a community that has always had to deal with things like this. We're unfortunately just having to do it again.
Aaron Almanza, thank you so much. We appreciate you being here today.